Hello, what's up, guys? Welcome to Get Inspired with Perlite Podcast. How are you guys doing this week? Your girl is tired, like she's beyond exhausted. It's a busy week, guys. I'm on my finals week for exams. We are about to close off the semester for college, and it's so hectic because the exams are just piling up. It's one exam after another, one assessment after another. And so your girl is tired, but you know she's pushing through and persevering because you know at the end of every tunnel there has to be that ray of hope and ray of light. So that's what your girl is going to talk about today for this episode, basically how to navigate a busy schedule. Actually, I had posted a template on the guides on how to navigate a busy schedule. Depending on whether you're in school or you're working, it doesn't really matter as long as you have a hectic week or just a busy schedule to just actually get through. I had some tips, like really simple tips to help you get through it, and I posted it on the podcast Instagram. Usually, I will post the template for the podcast episodes after I recorded it right on the podcast, but this time around I did it differently. I posted the template first, and you guys really responded well to you know how you know like planning helps you and everything. Like, I would just delve so much more in the bulk of the episode, but just the response I saw you from you guys was amazing, and I hope I could talk about it in the today's podcast and help you who didn't manage to see the Instagram page, right? But if you're not following the Instagram page yet, go follow it. It's at Get Inspired with Palad Podcast. Anyways, if you're new here, welcome to the podcast. We are so happy to have you around. We are just besties here. We just buddies here. Nothing too complicated. It's not that deep. It's not that serious. Trust me. And then if you're a loyal listener who always comes back to listen to this podcast episode, thank you so much for coming back once again and coming to hang out with me and listening to what I have to say on today's podcast episode. Thank you so much. Okay, like how we have been doing recently, before we delve into the bulk of the episode, we usually start with a quote or, you know, basically a quote, right? A quote that I found inspiring recently, or a quote that I resonated with deeply and I think you guys could also appreciate. You know, I found this quote, this paragraph, I don't know if I should call it a quote or just an inspiring paragraph from this book that I'm currently reading. It's called Journey to the Heart. I forgot the author's name, but yeah, Journey to the Heart. It's a beautiful book, you guys. It's a beautiful book. It's one of those books that I had to actually take my time and read slowly. You know, when you read a non-fiction book, you just browse through it, and then within an hour, I'm done with 30 pages, right? But with this book, I'm taking my time. Like, I'm just reading one page at a time. Like, are you kidding me? Because it has so much healing and inspiring lines that I actually want to take in and meditate on, right? So it's a really good book, you guys. I highly recommend it to you. So who actually prompted me to start reading a book? It's Lily Racco, guys. Her podcast is a 20 80 20 podcast, right? The host of 80 20 podcast. I love her so much. She's my inspiration. She's one of the people who inspires me so much. Check out her podcast if you don't know about it. I think it's a really cool podcast, and she likes to read inspiring paragraphs online or whatever from this current book of hers, which is Journey to the Heart. That's when I started reading it and be like, okay, this seems so interesting. I actually want to try it out. And I did, and I don't regret it. Like, so thank you, Lily, and shout out to her. Anyways. So this quote is titled Be All You Can Be. So I'm gonna read for you guys and Yes, be all you can be. Step out into the cool night air. Look at the stars. See how they shine. Know that it is okay for you to shine too. Who told you to hold back? Who told you your gifts, your talents, your beauty, your natural, beautiful, loving, delightful self was wrong? Who told you not to be all you could be? Maybe, as some suggest, we have gotten too comfortable focusing on our flaws, our errors, our dark side. Perhaps it's not our dark side we fear. Perhaps we are really afraid of our gifts, our brilliance, our light. Now is a time of light. It's time for us to shine. We have worked hard on ourselves, dealt with our issues, gone back to the past. We have learned our lessons. The reason to hold back and hide away are no longer there. Enjoy the fruits of your labors. Be all you can be and enjoy being that. Don't hold back. Use your gifts with joy. Use your talents. Let your light shine for all the world to see. Finally, you are free to be all that you are and can be. This is amazing, guys. Like, be all you can be. Go all out with your natural, delightful self, with all the gifts that God has bestowed upon you. Like, I think it's amazing, and it makes me remember Marianne Williamson's quote about our deepest fear. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your plain small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. You are meant to shine like children do. You are born to make manifest the glory of God that is within you. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we automatically give other people permission to do the same. As we liberate it from our own fears, we automatically liberate others, right? Our presence automatically liberates others. Actually, I know it by heart. And I forgot the last line. Like, literally, that just wiped off. But yeah, it's such a beautiful quote. And when I read this paragraph from Journey to the Heart, I just couldn't help but remember Marianne Williamson's beautiful quote. I first heard the quote from this movie when I watched it, when I was like so young. I think I was still in primary school. The movie is called Akilah and the Bee. Guys, that movie is my all-time favorite. But anyways, how do you even get to the movie, guys? How did we even get there? What I'm talking about is this quote, being all you can be, shining and not being afraid to use your talents, your gifts to shine. Because the more you shine, the more you encourage and inspire those around you to shine. And like I said in one of my previous episodes, that to me is the definition of greatness, being able to inspire the people around you through you being the best you can be. You understand? When you are the best you can be, like the best version of yourself, at the peak, the very peak of yourself, those that are around you get inspired to do the same, to outdo their own potential and step out of their comfort zones and use their talents and gifts for the best, guys. So you're not only doing it for yourself, but doing it for the little part of the world that you can actually change. And I do think that changing the world doesn't mean you have to go all out and change everyone's, like, 8 billion people on earth, whatever's lives. Not really. You just have to start where you are. Change the people around you's lives.
by being the best you can possibly be. So that means using your talents, using your gifts, and shining and not being afraid to shine, shining unapologetically, because it is your right. It's a gift from God and you have to use it and multiply it. Every right to shine, and you shouldn't absolutely shrink yourself because you are afraid of what other people would say or how the world will perceive you. You should shine because you are born to shine. No matter how you think you don't have any talents, you just have to find that thing that sparks, that creates a spark within you, that inspires you. And just go ahead and do it. The world will follow, trust me. Anyways, guys, that's it for today's quotes. And let's dive into today's podcast episode. Okay, so I'm giving tips, like I'm gonna give like 3 tips on how to navigate a busy schedule, mostly because I'm relating to like exams weeks, finals weeks, but even when you're not in school, this can still relate to you. However hectic or busy your schedule may seem, these tips can definitely help you regardless of whether you're working or in school or whatever, right? So the first and foremost is planning. Plan, guys. I cannot emphasize this enough. Grab your notepad, you know, whether digital or just a notebook, you know, everything down. What time do you want to get this task done? Find out about your exam schedule or how your schedule is going to go by. Plan. Put everything in time slots. On this particular day or this week, I'll be focusing on this. Plan everything out, because when you plan everything out, it helps you to organize your thoughts, most importantly, and obviously your tasks, right? Because when you don't plan and you're gonna think, oh my god, I have a lot of work to get done, I have a lot of stuff to actually get through, and it's gonna get so overwhelming, when in actual fact, when you could have just planned everything out, it doesn't actually seem that hard. Like it seems manageable now. And planning increases productivity because you know what to do at what time and your head doesn't get all over the place, right? And it just goes hand in hand with effective management. The more you plan, the more you don't tend to waste time, right? You have time for this, you have time for that, right? You know what to do with your time. So planning is everything. Take it from me, guys. And then the next tip I'm gonna get into is take small breaks every now and then. So the thing with productivity and intense busy schedules, people tend to think that because it's so busy, I don't even have time to like refresh and chill and watch a movie or something. Okay, fine, some schedules don't allow you to watch a movie, but you know what I'm saying. So that you get to refresh your mind. So one of the things that you can actually do during your breaks includes taking a walk, maybe during breaks in between your study sessions, right? I usually use the Pomodoro technique. So depending on the amount of workload I actually have, so maybe I will study for 15 minutes and take a break for like 20 minutes. Because these breaks of 10 minutes don't really work with me, guys. So I will start for 15 minutes and then take breaks, maybe 15 to 20 minutes, right? So during these breaks, you can take a walk or play with your dog or listen to music, draw something, grab a snack, or just simply nap, right? Take a power nap. And I think taking small breaks in between a busy schedule is a really effective energy management, because it helps you to reboost your energy so that you can be able to concentrate on your tasks even longer, right? Because you just can't study for 4 hours straight, for example. You just can't do that. You have to take, but like, it's not productive. Maybe you could, but it's not productive. I bet at the end of those 4 hours, if I was to ask you the kind of content you actually read or studied, you wouldn't be able to answer me correctly. So, like, you would, okay, you would remember some of the stuff, but you wouldn't remember as best as you would like to. So breaks helps you to be able to retain information in even better, because it just boosts your energy, right? Hence making your study sessions or work sessions even more productive. So the third and last tip is starting with the most complicated, daunting task. Start with the hardest thing first. That task you have been avoiding for days now, for hours now. We all know it. We all have been there. I get it. No need to judge each other. Like, I get it. I have been there. I have been there, guys. So start with that particular task that just makes you fear just starting, actually starting or starting to work, right? So once you do that daunting or most difficult part of the work, it helps in overcoming procrastination, first of all, right? You just get started. And because you are done with the most difficult part, everything else just seems easy and seems to flow, right? Because you've already accomplished or gotten through the huge barrier, right? I believe. So it creates momentum. It is a small win. You can actually reward yourself with it for getting through that. Maybe with your favorite meal or something. I don't know. But just some sort of reward for that. But maybe playing a video game, whatever you prefer, right? As some sort of reward for achieving that task, right? It really does give you a sense of accomplishment. And then, in a nutshell, just start. Sure, you can plan, right? But if you're not holding yourself accountable and not sticking to your plans and not disciplined, then all these tips are pointless. So in addition to all these tips, you have to hold yourself accountable. You have to be disciplined enough to just start. Just get it over and done with. Just start right now, but I have to do this, because around here, we just get our work done, okay? On time, we just get our work done. At least that's what we strive for, right? It's not like I get my work done all the time. Like, are you kidding? But that's what we strive for around here, right? So I believe that if you are part of this community, you know how it rolls. So basically, just get up and get your work done. Just that. And yes,
you guys, I literally recorded the first part of the episode 2 days back. Ask me why I stopped recording in the middle of an episode. I got sick, guys. Like, I literally got sick. And I didn't have a voice. I don't know if my voice is still good or not. My apologies, guys. But I had to get this episode up before it loses its relevance. Especially because it's more focused on getting through finals week, exam week, and all that. And, you know, we are about to get through with it. So I might as well put it up in spite of my voice being a little bit crispy right now. But yes, I did take some days off to rest a little bit, and now I'm coming back with like full force, like literally full force. But they should teach you something. They should tell you that it's okay to take a break, it's okay to rest in spite of the busy schedule. It's completely fine, because your well-being comes first and should be your first priority. So let's get into our affirmations. So the first affirmation goes, I attract success. I am getting better and better
every day, and I am not defined by my to-do list. I hope you guys ace your finals. Whoever is going through a finals week, I hope you ace those tests and exams. And if you're working on a project, even if it's not school related, but just a hectic week, I hope that you achieve that goal of yours. I would like to hear about it from you. If you want to share it, DM me on the Instagram page for the podcast. And ciao.